So I want to know if you've heard of the Zorse. That's right, the Zorse. Z-O-R-S-E. Well, Professor Ivanov, Russian, was hired by Stalin later on to create hybrids between apes and human beings because Stalin desired to have soldiers with, well, incredible abilities, powerful and strong and not caring about their food and that would just be invincible was the word. So I looked up all the stuff. We'll talk about this later in the week. But the Zorse was a hybrid between a zebra and a horse. A hybrid. In Professor Ivanov's attempt from 1926 on and in his lectures, there has been this goal of creating a hybrid. And there has been a goal among Hitler and among Stalin, the Russians, and the U.S., and we'll talk about Stubblebine, to create supernaturally enhanced, or at the very least, hybrid soldiers. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Want to say welcome to all listening 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. every single night during this week. We're glad to have you here at the ShatterTheDarkness.net hour, and we are going to continue just feeling led that way this week with what we began last week. And this week, if you look at the ShatterTheDarkness.net site, you will see the outline for the entire week, Monday night. Well, the theme is this, Nephilim and, listen, Neph, enhanced humans. What I mean by that is the idea of Nephilim blood and enhanced humans in that sense. Now, the issue this week is tracking them, fighting them, if you can. Can they be saved? What about redemption? Listen, I believe there's genetics involved in redemption. I'll explain that as we go throughout this week. And then the issue of Nephilim evidence. We're going to touch on the photos, the archaeology, the biblical, the current, the future, and again, why it makes, you know, why we're even discussing it. And I was going to answer that towards the end, but let me say quickly here before we give the announcements. Why do we even get into it? Well, it's there's biblical revelation on the issue. And I was just reading today an article by Dr. Gregory Boyd. He's written some books on the issues of deep spiritual warfare concepts, God and Satan, the entire foundation of the fallen world being in a war that's going on, spiritually speaking. Now, he was discussing Dr. Michael Heisner. And the emphasis was Nephilim. So we have a theologian discussing a linguist or a biblical linguist or a, well, probably one of the greatest scholars in the sense of ancient languages. And it's all about Nephilim. And it's all about supporting what we've been talking about. Maybe I'll put that article up and clip it on the site for tomorrow. Believe it or not, the concept of crossbreed has been around for a long time, and biblically speaking, it is there clearly. In prophetic literature, biblically, I think it's there clearly. I believe there's massive information going on right now, books being written, videos, even documentaries. Now, more and more information. And I guess, too, contemplating three conferences coming up. I believe in all these conferences, this issue will now come to the forefront. The issue of Nephilim, the issue of crossbreed, the issue of hybrid, transgenics, and a spiritual transgenics that I'm going to talk about tonight. The conferences, of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada, the As It Was in the Days of Noah conference. That's, again, on our site, August 27th, 28th. And there's a website to click on there, too, to take a look. Then Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference, Canton, Ohio, October 1st and 2nd. Tom Horn and myself, and they are going to add another, I believe, speaker. And we will be doing that conference. And then the one on the West Coast, the West Coast Paranormal Conference. I'm sure that star children, indigo children, and those that believe they are the offspring of aliens will be there. Well, they were there in Roswell. And we need to engage this as a believer, as someone that wants to, you know, bring to bear the full revelation of God in redemption. Because we live in a fallen world where there's a mix. It's not just humanity. There is a dark side. There is a spiritual side that is in opposition. As a matter of fact, the fall of the human race did not occur without that intrusion. I'll say it again. The fall of the human race and even the origins of sin did not begin with just out of the heart of humanity. It was brought to us. Now, we were stupid enough to chuck the Word of God, release our embrace of God and our walk with God, and then to take the lie. And instead of an evolution to enhanced knowledge and deity, came a devolution, death and destruction, and the trail of tears that has gone on to this day. And because of both the sin-Satan factor, my friends, the worst is yet to come. Again, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. I want to say thank you for all of those who are listening all over the place, and the numbers of listeners and the numbers of those who listen to the archives later on are continually growing. And we do. We simply do pray for all those countries and areas and across the United States. Listen, I have no question. This is a providential one-hour engagement. Even the subject matter that we're going to talk about is going to be laced with what the intent of this hour is all about. God's involvement with your life. If you're a seeker, if you're a remote viewer, if you're military, or if you're into the science of transgenics, hybridization, if you're involved in any of that, then understand God does see. I will say it again to the perpetrators of the, and I'm not sure it should be called just satanic ritual abuse, in the goal to create superhumans. And that has been going on since the Nazis and prior, and but it's been building and it's been broadening, and we're into the millions upon millions in the United States and probably into the tens of millions throughout Europe. The dark side does not care about the issue. The issue is creating controllable enforcers of what's to come. Globalism will have the most powerful enforcers in all of human history. And they will have come from supernatural injected ideas in technology, in science, hybridization. Beyond just demonization, we're dealing now with the concepts of Nephilim. Everybody has seemed to want the powerful soldiers, and we're going to go over that tonight also. If you're new to the site, ShatterTheDarkness.net, let me tell you that take your time. Hundreds of MP3s that are free all over the site. And the site will take you to places that deal with Levensborn, Bohemian Grove, discipleship material if you need it, daily devotions, A Blaze for God, upcoming projects, and all kinds of things. And we pray and hope that it will be a great impact for you and a great blessing for you. We, on this side of the microphone, what a joy and what a privilege because of the compelling nature of the love of God. Just the simplicity of John 3:16 is huge. I don't know of anything bigger. This is bigger than Nephilim. This is bigger than spaceships in outer space. This is bigger than politics, and even more important of whether or not Barack Obama was born in the United States, which most likely he wasn't. This is John 3:16. This is, in the original, the Greek word gar is used by the writer as almost a surprise, an explosion of this idea that God so loves the world, not just Israel, not just a thing from the Old Testament. This is a global approach, global redemption, based on one simple motivating factor. Scientist, listen. Soldier, listen. Politician, listen. Dear sweet lady listening, God so loved the world. Your name inserted. God so totally. Is there anybody that can love bigger and broader than the infinite, immeasurable God? No. Is there anybody that knows the names of every human being ever in the past, present, future, collectively, all together, at the same moment? Only God can. I know that He knows my name. I know His voice. I know His presence. I know the joy. I know the reality. I know the redemption. I know that Jesus Christ of the cross, death, resurrection, is the one that walked into my life. Literally, it's like a spiritual explosion, but it's a relationship. Oh, it comes with great power, great, intense, supernatural work. I have under dynamic discipleship, there are a couple one-hour teachings. There's one that's just simply saying, what happens at the moment of salvation? And another one, how do you know you're saved? If you need to, go to those two. Take a look. It's vital that every believer in Christ knows the absolute incredible spiritual dynamic that occurs at the moment of salvation. And what is to, you know, grow, move on, you know, where we're to go from there. Now, tonight as we discuss this issue, redemption was needed. And the bloodshed of Christ, the unaffected by the genetic passing down of sin, by any such thing as sin, or of Nephilim blood for that matter, or bloodlines, you have the last Adam, the Bible calls him, because he's fully man, fully God. So there's the whole issue of the genetics of Christ, the absolute genetics of Christ, which we're going to go into on Friday, because you have fully God, fully man. So believers in Christ should understand the concept of spirit to physical human female womb, egg, conception. It has everything to do with, well, the concept of Nephilim. It even has something to do with the with what's going on, even the concept of Zeus, the idea of a zebra and a horse. And they've tried this across the board on a natural way to bring a breeding animal to human and vice versa in so many different ways. In some of the most ungodly and unethical and hidden science. And we've seen failure and failure and failure. And obviously, Professor Ivanov was, pronounced a total failure in his work of trying to mate monkeys and or apes with humans by artificial insemination. I can't even imagine the women that would have allowed that. Or if they were forced, as in the case of modern-day satanic ritual abuse, DID. If you're wanting to get a great two-day impact of information, the conference in Las Vegas, August 27th, 28th. The Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference in Canton, Ohio, October 1st and 2nd. Or the Paranormal, the West Coast Paranormal Conference, October the 9th. Now, it's all on the website, and pray about it. And for believers that cannot go, pray for us. Now, I've gotten the emails from a number of you. You're praying about it. You're thinking about it. Numbers of you have already said you're coming to the Canton Conference, which we're looking forward to meeting up with you guys. We're wanting to see about meeting ahead of time and having some time together. So we'll see what we can do with the coordinator concerning that. We have some emails had come in last night and this morning from those who were on the live show late last night. Sunday night, we do a live show, The Ragged Edge. And there's a lot of chatting that goes on, a lot of interaction that goes on. And we want everyone to know, every one of you that wrote in last night, we will respond to and see if we can bring ministry to you too. So we appreciate you doing that. Now, as I think in terms of this week, the title on Monday night, The Powers of the Nephilim and Neph-Enhanced Super Soldiers. Now, where does this all come from? Why is it important? Well, I mentioned it. It's in the Bible. It's in prophecy. It's massive discussion in books and everything else. The goals to create is clearly there. Then I want to make a biblical application out of Numbers chapters 13 and 14 concerning Caleb for all those who are believers in Christ and what we need to be doing in the context of the discussions. I really believe there's something very important, and that it's very important for, like the scripture says in Revelation, you know, let those who have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. So there's no change in the enormous, incredible, unprecedented revelation of Scripture. No additions, no subtractions. But the Spirit of God does bring illumination and emphasis. As there's been a massive emphasis on spiritual warfare in the 80s and all through the 90s, now we have, this decade, a massive emphasis on globalization and on the issue of Nephilim. And it's very clear to me, with the three conferences coming up, and actually the ones that we've done here lately this year, in Nashville and in St. Louis, this is something, and on larger radio broadcasts out there, this is something that millions are considering. And rightly so, because if we are correct in our understanding of the pale horse prophecy of Revelation 6, then at some point in the future, Nephilim or Nephilim types will be on the earth slaughtering millions of human beings. If that is true, and if it's only 10, 15 years away, even if it's 20 years away, they've got to be alive and here right now. Where are they? Well, we're going to answer that tonight. You can take a look. Well, we're going to try to answer that tonight and tell you that a lot of what I do in looking at all this is looking, listen, I love studies in the area of time travel. I do believe that only God has this thing nailed down. He does not have to travel. God is beyond time, in time. God being infinite, immeasurable, not bound to the creation of time and the sequence of time. God knows the past, the present, and the future, and all possible contingencies, everything that could have, should have, or actually, well, actuality, what does occur, all at the same moment. God knows it all. Now, God is operative in our lives today in movement towards the future. I mean, the return of Christ visibly has not yet occurred, Revelation 19. And all that God will be doing when it comes to the judgments on the beast kingdom and all of the horrific, again, you got to understand, hell will pull out of its deepest, most detestable reservoirs everything onto the field of humanity. But it's all about Armageddon. It's all about Armageddon. Now, I really do believe I'm seeing it clear and clear that there is a panic in hell. There is a panic in the dark side. There is a panic among that whole realm because of the second coming of God in Christ, Revelation 19. Because of the finality of the radical evil and fallen world that we're living in. Because of the fallen cherub being bound for 1,000 years and the Antichrist and the false prophet. If, as I do believe, they are alive today, their run will be very short, and their end will be very quick. When we look at biblical prophecy, we look into the future. We are looking into the future. And God gives selections, and the most important of all, that's why it's so vital that we know these. And I want to point all believers to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Model that. I'm not going to read it for you. Mark it down. It's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. You'll appreciate it when you get there. Memorize it. Model it. When it comes to studying New Testament prophecy. And I would encourage you, go all the way to Revelation 19, 19. Realize what that's about. The world's largest super soldier military institution, whatever you want to call it at that time in the future. They will be the most advanced on the technological side, which I believe involves technology given to weapons development specialists and super soldier breeders. I believe that the ideas popping into the heads of, non-human enhancements for super soldiers in the 60s and 70s are only the precursors. I see the soldiers on the field in that day, on the day of Armageddon. Well, not only have they taken the mark and worshiped the image, so that in my belief, I clearly believe they are demonized at the very least. But it's more than just that. They have been spiritually, supernaturally, on a planetary level. A planetary level. A wave. An entire wave of supernatural power has guided them there. This all began in the heavenlies, folks. Came here. We opened the door. This is where it ends. Revelation 19, 19, 19, 20. Listen, for all the Satanized or the chosen ones or the Babylon working babies or those soldiers that are taking in the non-human enhancements, listen, if there's any Russian soldiers that down the road get this or soldiers in Europe, how about the United Nations where the Luciferic invocation is constantly repeated again and again and again, as was last May? And every ounce of it was dictated by the ascended master called the Tibetan, 1933, Alice Bailey, writing in precise, dictated words the evolutionary process of the New Age movement and of the coming of the Antichrist and of an alternative system. They believe, they have dictated that, I'm talking about the ascended masters. The Bible calls them cosmocrators, Ephesians 6. And it's without question, they are pressing the issue of breaking bringing a connection between science and spirit. And it seems like everybody's into that. Just check out the book The Field by Lynn Taggart. Check out the concepts of remote viewers and the Akashic Records and the collective unconscious, the information from Jung. All of it coming inspired by another spiritual presence. All of it synchronized, pushing towards a development. Yes, they must create the chaos, wiping everything down. A new regime shall ascend. Revelation 13, very clear. It's going to be in place, most likely is right now, but it will all of a sudden ascend and come into power. Revelation 13, the beast system, let alone the Antichrist, Theron, beast himself. So in all of what we see in the future, though it has not yet occurred, the chaos has not yet occurred, the apocalypse of Antichrist and the ascendancy of the false prophet hasn't yet occurred. The opening of the abyss and Armageddon, all of that is future. And notice that it's all packed within about 7 years. The most catastrophic events, global events, supernatural events, are all going to occur within the context of a 7-year period. And Jesus said 2,000 years ago, you got to study Matthew 24. If you're a military strategist listening, if you're in that context, look what he said about the future. If you're a remote viewer, look what he said. And he didn't have to bother with listening to data coming down from the Akashic Records. That's not God's source. He doesn't need a source. My friend, God, infinite God, is the source. When it comes to Nephilim, let's take a listen to Numbers chapter 13. In the very beginning, Numbers chapter 13, the Lord said to Moses, send more men to explore the land of Canaan. And so that occurs. They went in to check it out. Now in verse 26 of that chapter, it says they came back to Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly, listen, the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran, they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is the fruit. Now listen carefully here to these living words. Verse 28. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites live in the hill country. All, at the very least, demonized tribes or second generation Nephilim, or after the flood, the beginnings of first generation Nephilim again. Now, verse 30 is clear. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. Now, Caleb, clearly in the context of the book of Numbers, here's a man that believed God. Here's a man that trusted God. Here's a man that knew that God came with power to literally weaponize and give the success behind the military endeavor. You see, we're talking about extreme demonized tribes and nations, Nephilim, if not first generation, second and third. We're talking about cannibalism, human sacrifice, children being burned and literally melted in the fires under the demon gods. We're talking about the gateways of the demon gods that have been, you know, vastly opened. But we're talking about Nephilim here. I've already mentioned, now think about it. You've got to understand, in the development of giving the people of Israel ground, all the ground was taken by tribes demonized or Nephilim. God advancing his cause in the world involves taking out the Nephilim. So when you hear me this week talk about can you fight them? Well, obviously, with the hand of God, yes. Without the hand of God, no. Remember that phrase. With the hand of God, yes. Without the hand of God, no. There is a spiritual drawback to all of war. I don't know if the United States understands that or if other military systems understand that. It is, I don't care how big. Listen, you've got globalized military. The apex, there is nothing in all of history that compares to the military system that will be on the field in Armageddon, and they are wiped out in maybe 1 hour, totally. So all those who are into the precursors and into the development of super soldiers and into the goal of supernatural super soldiers, all of those undergrounders that do believe they are part of the troops of Antichrist, that they will be here in the context of the red horse prophecy and the pale horse prophecy. Oh, let me tell you something. For those listening that are chosen ones, Babylon working babies, that is, those selected and breeded, backbred with the goal of Nephilim blood, we'll explain this, demonized, programmed, and prepared. It's interesting how we get monitored and how we get emails and even letters with no addresses to return back to. Well, even visitations right up to our right up to our very house with individuals. I'm talking about a military, a special forces fella. Why is he taking pictures of my house? Why is he part of the Underground Brotherhood? A multiple himself with super programming and abilities, non-human enhancements. Yet by the providence of God, he was caught and confronted face to face. I looked at him face to face. I'll tell you more about him and others throughout this week. We'll tell you more and more stories. And let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you a story today that if you never hear this voice again, you're going to know why. You're going to know why. Because the time is short. Your life is too important to not realize the danger. See, some people who are hardened by this world and its harm and pain and hurt and sin, who have been lied to by the devil himself that it's all God's fault, and so they live hardened lives. And many of you are into the conspiracy issues. You're against globalism, but you don't know God. You're going to lose your soul. You're going to lose the felt, incredible, awesome presence, power of God's love coursing through your being. And you're going to miss that the deposit of eternal life, indestructible immortality, through the redemption in Christ. You don't turn to Christ, you're left exactly where you are. And when it's over here, it's very clear it's not over for eternity. I beg you, if you understand the conditions of the world, that the darkness and the globalism is all about Antichrist, the entire New Age movement with its hundreds of millions now worldwide is the development of the spirit of Antichrist and will help produce the actual Antichrist. It's all about being against the real Christ of God, the one there on that old rugged cross. There's the place where somebody demonstrated a personal love for you, and there's nobody that wants you more. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 31, "But the men who had gone up with him said, 'We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are.' And they are spread among the and they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land that they'd explored. They said, 'The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there were of great size.'" Verse 33 is the key. "We saw the Nephilim." And the great scholar, I believe, Michael Heisner, is very clear. Nephilim, giants. There, the descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them. Now, you got to understand that they're being led to end the Nephilim issue, to stop this culture of Nephilim because of the absolute detestable, horrific mutation, what it's all about. B'nai Elohim taking the women, genetically creating mutants. Well, I mean, the dark side's going to look at it as, well, superhumans. We've enhanced humanity. Can I tell you something? I want you to hear something. The concept of evolution needs to be looked at for its spiritual sources. The concept of an evolutionary development started with the fallen cherub, in his words, Genesis 3. The concept of Nephilim, in some people's view, is an evolutionary leap. Star children, indigo children, alien, human, hybrid. Stalin's goal of an advanced human through the genes of apes. the concept of Hitler and the Aryans. It was all about super soldiering. It was all about hybrid. It was all about enhancing humanity. This is why I want to scream and scream loud to say non-human enhancement has been among us for a long, long time. Powers of telekinesis, clairvoyance, seeing the dead, supernatural strength, power to perceive targets, unleashing powers, summoning and unleashing powers. There is real non-human enhancement. But we're seeing constantly this dark side of the issue. There is a side from heaven. I mean, listen, you know what salvation is? It is human enhancement. It's about the forgiveness of sin, the breaking of the sin code, the breaking of the death code, the giving of eternal life, the enhancement by the power of the Spirit of God being in our lives. Listen, I wouldn't want to be without the Spirit of God. I would not want to be one day without the presence of God, the power of God. Every believer, you have non-human enhancement, as was meant by the Creator, who is also the Redeemer. On this side of the fence, it all fits. On the other side of the fence, there is abnormality, not transformation, transmutation. 2012ers and all the rest need to be extremely concerned, and I scream out to you today to say that what will occur is not a transformation of human consciousness, but a transmutation, a layering as never before of dark presence masqueraded as light. The evolutionary process is not an evolutionary process, but a layered blinding and an opening of minds and hearts to the further encroachment of dark agenda. The evolutionary leap may be clearly part of the great chaos that opens hearts and lives to the mind and to the will of Antichrist, Luciferic globalism, and the rest. So Hitler wanted, and through Himmler and his knowledge of breeding and their goal in search of spiritual enhancement, non-human enhancement, their goal of finding Aryan blood, because they believed they were the Godmen, all the studies point back. And if it is Nephilim blood among the Aryan, and that's my personal belief, ultimately when you go all the way back, the concept that it's there, and their spirit-guided, if you want to call it science, their spirit-guided agenda to, in a spiritual setting, select and breed Aryan to Aryan, to more pure Aryan, to more pure Aryan, to purer Aryan, and to more pure, and back breed the godlike powers into them. They'll be stronger. They'll be more powerful. They'll be invincible. This is the concept back in the 20s, 30s, with Ivanov and then with Stalin eventually. They wanted, you know, as an atheistic communist, but believed in evolution, an evolutionary process, believed that non-human enhancement, cross-breeding, would bring them. They didn't care about humanity. They didn't care about the nature of humanity. They didn't care that this is high crimes in the sight of heaven. I mean, clearly Stalin didn't. Hitler, Himmler did not. The tragic fact in the United States of America, Sidney Gottlieb and Jolly West and Orne and all the others from the OSS on, and the development all the way to this day. They didn't either. Question is, in the quest, who's got who? And I would say to the military weapons development, military super soldier developers, it's not that you've obtained on your own the idea. It's been around. And the idea that has been unleashed throughout Europe, United States, in the 50s, of taking spirit-given technology, applying it to human children in a spiritually bred conception and birthed breeding process, the splitting of the human core and creating sub-personalities, the breaking down of the unilateral free will of man, the ability then to control by programming those sub-personalities. G.H. Esterbrooks, you know, the psychologist, the world-renowned guy, everybody thought he was a ghoul. Back in 1947, he wrote all about it, the weaponization of it. This is in the books, my friends. So is MK Ultra, Monarch, and all the rest. But those are only the scratchings of the past. Where we are now is way beyond the 50s and 60s and 70s. Even First Earth Battalion, precursors of non-human enhanced soldiers with powers to perceive their targets, to be aware of enemy soldiers, to send thoughts to engage the minds of the enemy. It all sounds like it's something that's needed. I mean, what military has not wanted better weapons and better everything? But who they're buying into can be the precursors of what is to come for Armageddon. We never get to Armageddon without the progressive years and years of development that will take humanity there. Selective breeding. Himmler, Hitler, Lebensborn, the Aryan issue, Stalin and his monkey men, the Russian Psy warriors in the 60s and 70s, the United States Psy warriors, Special Ops, Monarch, MK Ultra, all the rest. Even General Stubblebine, his declaration that we need a supernatural soldier army. Really? Where do the ideas come from? Who really needs the supernaturally enhanced? Now, let me share something with you before I tell you the stuff that might get me in trouble. Selective breeding is all about in the satanic ritual abuse field, and I'm not sure all psychologists and all the counselors understand the depths of this, why of it, and what's below surface little personalities that want out. The selective breeding bloodline, the demonization in the, well, even in the act sexually. Don't think it's strange. I mean, rocket scientist Jack Parsons was doing it in the Mojave Desert as a United States, well, a premier rocket scientist back in those days. And if you read anything about, you know, Jack Parsons, he wanted to influence everybody, all the scientists around him with the stuff that he had. He had some of the darkest of rituals going on. And it all involved his desire as a top-notch rocket scientist to create a Nephilim. The idea, the attempts, as we said last week, clearly there. But as I talked to a sub-personality years ago inside of someone who was a soldier, a discussion came up where late one night they finally discussed with me the concept. They talked about a base in Holland. I don't know about it. I'm telling you the story. I have little outside corroboration. I don't have paperwork. I don't have pictures. I wasn't there. But I was there to hear. And as I heard this story, that in the bloodline goal of backbreeding to get to what they believe was powers in the genetics of the Nephilim. Supernatural abilities, telekinesis, clairvoyance, supernatural strength, powers that could be in the genetics, in the DNA, in a sense. So that if you were to mate with them and a child was to come forth, then that child, well, first generation Nephilim would be, again, genetically somewhat human, mostly demonic. And so there would be powers there. I mean, don't forget, fallen angels supernaturally are powerful. They got abilities beyond humanity. We have abilities to perceive and know and discern and feel and all, but they only go so far, and it's always the dark side that wants to enhance that, ultimately for their use, drawing our curiosity and trying to give us special abilities so that they can hook us. And what's being done among the Psy Warriors and the Remote Viewers and First Earth Battalion, let alone the Russians that have piled millions into this issue, I don't know if they understand that they're going deep, deep onto the other side and allowing themselves to be molded, shaped, and guided, all of which are the precursors, the layering for what's to come. Any soldiers listening, I would beckon you in the name of the living Christ, get out of any of these supernatural, non-human enhanced projects. You don't want to be there. Let me mention quickly here, just because of the date and time, Bohemian Grove, California, near the Russian River. Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to speak. A couple thousand will be out there. Thousands, I guess, will be out there. Again, the ritual will go on. As I saw in our understanding of inside ritual stuff, and because many chosen ones, multiples, that is, those who have been bred with the concept that they're breeding backwards and breeding them demonized. The little personality, I don't say little, but the personality that explained the process to me, that in the concept of conception, when the human spirit is instantaneously created at the moment of the conception, it's where the mother, father, that every part of sperm egg is already demonized. And so at the moment of conception, they believe demonization already occurs. They believe, I'm not saying I believe this, but they believe they're able to kill off or cordon off the human spirit and develop the chosen one to be a troop of Antichrist with demonic living presence that will guide the whole development of creation of subpersonalities, programming of subpersonalities, warriors, assassins, priestesses, information reconnaissance agents, disinformation agents, those that have powers that can project out, cause headaches, get into people's minds, clairvoyance, all kinds of stuff. Inside are supernatural powers, and they will come out in battle. That's why some of those of you who are counselors dealing with these chosen ones, getting sick, getting headaches, getting all kinds of stuff. And it's all coming from the inside of them. And we have not yet, now I have seen the activation of sleepers and their attack, their attempted murdering of individuals, the slaughtering. I've seen that. We physically had to deal with that, and the only way was to physically bring them down. And then with that, two, three men physical, grabbing a hold and then praying and breaking the demonic power and programming, would they find release and would the battle with them end? But let me tell you something. When these super soldiers that are on the field out there, that are in the schools and colleges, and they're in the among the feds and among military bases and government, they're in churches, some of which may have been activated early, shooters. That's what they're going to be involved in. And that's why I'm saying that the concept of backbred super soldiers with the goal of having some level of Nephilim blood that would make them definitely wide open to even deeper demonization. And if anybody knows how the process works, they're constantly wanting more demonization. They call it purifying their blood. They want more charged blood, more demonic empowerment, because it gives them supernatural enhancement, including superhuman speed, strength, ability. And with programming that says who they're going to go after and who they're going to kill, let me tell you right now, counselors of satanic ritual abuse, I can guarantee you by our own experience in 25 years, you have been targeted, you have been marked down. When the chaos breaks, they know where to come. That would include anyone and everyone. Their goal is to eliminate, in the chaos, eliminate resistors. Anyone they perceive. It will not be a random thing. Plotted and planned. For some of you that have taken in multiples, SRAs, chosen ones, you may be dealing with the surface, but you may have no idea that it's the inside personalities that have been assigned to get in among you. And they're giving the information back to their handlers, back to the enforcers. They're waiting. The inside ones are waiting. And so in that selective breeding process, it is very possible they've gone back as far as they can go and they've got a Nephilim type that does not even bring in the issue of gene splicing, transhumanism, and augmenting humans. The deeper and broader augmentation, though, is demonizing the conception, demonizing the pregnancy, demonizing the child, splitting the core, demonizing the parts, creating what they want and have always wanted. An incredible, supernatural, controlled, dedicated super soldier because of a battle that began in the heavenlies. Because of Revelation 12, Satan knows his time is short and he's furious. The issue of Nephilim on the earth, or at least Nephilim-enhanced super soldiers. Let's begin there. Nephilim-enhanced super soldiers. Demonized, trained, programmed. Now, I believe there's going to be two times when, at the very least, Nephilim-enhanced, demonized, programmed super soldiers. The red horse of Revelation 6, anybody reading again, pieces taken from the earth, an explosion of violence occurs. It is civil insurrection, and the Greek word used is a butchering of humanity occurs. I believe that has everything to do with the great chaos, the great anarchy, the great catastrophe that is shortly to come. The wave of the black horse, scarcity. And then the next wave, they're all together. They come one wave after another. The pale horse and the killing machines. Literally, the killing machines. A fourth of the earth is killed. And if we're talking about our day and time, we're going to the billions now, okay? How do they kill a billion or 2 billion here in the near future? The pale horse is, again, that massive, dramatic picture. The red horse deals with the civil insurrection, chaos, butchery. It's actually individuals butchering other individuals. And the Greek word used, you can check it out yourself, is even used concerning human-animal sacrifice. Now, the pale horse, the Theron, the idea here of one-fourth of the earth, they're going to be killed, hundreds of millions in Europe, America, all around the world are going to be killed by the killing of the sword, the idea of wars will break out, famine and pestilence will occur, and then the beasts of the earth. As I said last week, the beast, the Theron, very clearly a study of the Old Testament, it can be animals, But in some cases, it was the demonized, if not Nephilim, tribe. And since Scripture interprets Scripture, and since Revelation deals with the Antichrist being Theron, the false prophet being Theron, then I'm saying that when it comes to the slaughtering of hundreds of millions, I'm not sure it's just simply, you know, lions and tigers and bears, giraffes and hamsters that are killing millions of people out on the streets. The plotted, planned Theron. I've got to ask you something here in the last 4 minutes. When I was into military science at the university, courses, training, scaling off walls, which was fun. I loved doing the scaling off the walls, dressed in uniform. Learning grid mapping and other stuff at the time, and was a police chaplain, but I was engaged with a military cult multiple, one of these people I'm telling you about, high super soldier, speaks multiple languages, had supernatural powers, supernatural strength and speed at times, and could, when they switch and when what was inside came to the surface, almost unstoppable, my friends. I was showing them the grid map one day, and then a few days later, they showed up with a military grid map. And on their grid map, they had circled and wrote in the monarch. Now listen, here's where trouble may come. The monarch and majestic minds. Here is where we train, they said. Here is where I saw the black uniform and a black beret. This was the second one I saw with this kind of stuff. They drew a patch with a globe, black-gray globe of the world, and two lightning bolts through it. And they discussed the monarch and the majestic minds. Now, there may be those of you military individuals that know who to talk to, where to go. But today, I'm giving you more of the information, and more will come. Monarch Majestic Minds is where the training in the ground, underground, Nephilim types and Nephilim may be waiting. Biblically, they are killing machines. They will be responsible for part of killing a fourth of humanity. My dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar. In the midst of all of it, the incredible grace and power of God, you listening, it's all about Christ and your need to come to Him now. He's coming. That's what they fear, the dark side fears. I pray that you know Christ. Keep us in your prayers. Keep us in your support. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.